Welcome back to Parawoman Radio with Amy and Bev. Robin Marvel is author, motivational speaker, and self-awareness teacher, encourages individuals to expand their self-awareness and develop a sense of security within. Through her latest book, Awakening Consciousness, A Girl's Guide, and her nationwide workshop, Chakra Size, Your Spirit, for kids and their grown-ups, she is expanding creativity and self-awareness in children everywhere. So let's go ahead and bring her on. Welcome to Parawoman Radio. How are you?
Hi, Robin.
How are you? Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for joining us. How are you tonight?
I'm great. I'm really excited about doing this show, so thank you.
Well, I have your book in front of me, and as everyone knows, I love a good workbook, and this is truly a workbook. It's a girl's guide. And Robin, where did you get the idea for a book? I know that on your webpage it says there's a quote that someone said, well, I wish someone would have had this when I was young, and I wish someone had this when I was young.
I hear that a lot about this book, and what actually the motivation was is that I homeschool my four daughters, and I wanted something to teach them their own self-awareness and feel good about themselves and be okay with the different elements of the different parts of the experiencing their own awareness. And I looked and looked and looked, and I could not find anything. So I said one day, I said, you know what, I'm going to write one. And there was what brought me to writing Awakening Consciousness, A Girl's Guide.
This, in a lot of ways, is like our first author's book, which was geared towards adults, but instead, this is geared towards children. So it takes it down a level where they can understand it.
Right.
And it's fun.
It is, and I wanted kids to be able to grow within themselves and then have this to look back on and say, oh, okay, this is where I developed this interest. And I think it's really important to start with children because they're our future. They're building up. You know, they're coming in after us, and they're going to make a huge difference in the world, and they need to know it's okay to be themselves.
I agree. So take us through the book a little bit and explain how you decided to put, because I know you have a chapter on auras, chakras. One of my favorite chapters was the angels are among us, and you talked in the crystals, because kids love crystals.
Kids love crystals.
Oh, they do. My 7-year-old carries them all the time with her. She's really attached to crystals, and she's always been a rock collector since she was a little girl. And what my goal was for this book is to be very broad and very simple so that a 7-year-old child could pick it up and look at it. And we live in a very small town, and it's very closed-minded. And so I wanted people everywhere to be able to look at this book and just grow within themselves and learn a sense of security throughout. And that's why I went through all the different chapters, because there's so much to cover. It's so big out there, and I just wanted to make sure that I had a lot of the things touched in here, and then they could expand on them themselves as they grow and learn.
Robin, did you use your girls as, for lack of a better word, guinea pig to decide what needed to be put into the book?
We did. It was a group effort. I really sat at the computer with my girls around me and was like, well, what do you think of this? And I would show them each page, and they would read through it. And I have a 12-year-old, and they're actually on the cover of the book, my three older girls, and then my youngest daughter's in the chakra size section. But it was definitely a group effort, and they helped out a lot, and their opinions really helped me to use certain words and add different things to it.
I thought those girls.
They're very cute. I can see the cover of your book.
Thank you.
Yeah, I thought those girls looked familiar. They looked like they were all related.
Yes, they are amazing, amazing children.
Inside the book, Beverly, there's a chapter on chakras, and she has all of her girls sitting, and they all have their hands over their heart chakra. It's just
aww,
adorable. And the littlest one has her eyes open. It's so cute.
Aww. Well, so take us through maybe one of the exercises.
The Chakra Size Your Spirits are a list of, or a set of 7 exercises that I created to open and expand your chakras because, you know, our energy is so important, and keeping your chakras balanced and open is really going to help you have a healthier mind, body, and soul. So I wanted to give children tools so that they could do that themselves, and then they would, you know, grow up healthier. And when you come to my workshops, I actually teach the chakra sizes, and that one where they're sitting with their hand over the heart chakra, it's almost like a meditative chakra size, and they basically are going to sit in a comfortable position, and then they're going to close their eyes, and I have, you know, our heart chakra is green, so I would have them picture a green light, and then have them imagine taking pieces of that green light and giving it to everybody that they love, including themselves.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's so important to spread love, and even to themselves, because I think a lot of times that's missed as a kid growing up, your own sense of security. So that's really something I touch on a lot in the book, is developing that.
Well, this is a girl's guide. Would it be sort of the same type of exercise for the boy's guide that you're coming up with next?
It actually does have some of the same, because it is important for a boy also to learn this. You know, there's so many labels set on boys, like tough boys don't cry, and, you know, don't show your emotions, and aggressiveness and stuff like that. So with the boy's guide, there's going to be some of the same exercises, but there's also going to be a lot more of a Native American stance on it. I go into totem poles and dream catchers and things like that that are more...
That they really can relate to, huh?
Right. I wanted them boys to be able to pick it up and say, oh, okay, this is good. I can see myself doing this, and so that it will be different in that way.
I love the Native American stuff as well. I think that's a great idea to have a girl's guide and a boy's guide, because mm-hmm. we are different. We are wired slightly different, and what interests a little girl doesn't always interest a little boy, and vice versa.
Right. I had to do a lot more research for the little boy, though, because the girls I have.
So whose little boys did you steal to research?
Well, I have a nephew, so...
Oh, good.
I sold him a lot, so that worked out good.
Okay, so you were talking about the heart chakra. How do children relate to chakras? It's a hard concept for some adults to get. How do the girls relate to it?
Well, I explained to them how our body is all energy, how everything's energy. And in the beginning of the book and in the workshop, I have them feel their own energy, which is an exercise where they rub their hands together for about 45 seconds, and then they can actually feel the energy in between their hands. And so that kind of gives them the sense of, oh, that is something that's real. So that it's easier to explain to them that the chakras are the spinning energies, and even though we can't see them, we can feel them. I can relate them to, like, your root chakra, your sense of security. You know, you can tell when that's blocked by certain attitudes you're having. So I try and relate for the kids. I try to relate their chakras to certain attitudes and certain dilemmas, illnesses that they might be having, and mm-hmm. try and correlate those with the chakra that's blocked. And then they'll know, okay, I need to clear that one out. And then they can go through and do the exercise that will help do that.
So it's like giving them a real-world example.
Right. Because they're real people, and they relate to the realness of things. And they're a lot smarter than we give them credit for sometimes, I think.
That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about chakras in the chat room. Do you have a good exercise for people? Some people have never would clean their chakras. Do you have an exercise on how to get them cleaning and running smooth?
I think the best thing, the easiest way for people to clear their exercises, or their chakras, I'm sorry, their chakras are with these exercises, because they're easy and they're effective, and they're tools that you learn, you know, and you can always do them. But I also think affirmations are a great way to clear your chakras, because each of your chakras can correlate with an affirmation. And those you can create yourself. You can tape them to your mirror. You can, keep them in your pocket, and then you're able to focus on the different areas and have that there to help you get them all cleared out.
I love that, Robin. I've never heard of the affirmations with the chakras, but it makes perfect sense.
Right, yeah.
For anyone who's just joining us, this is Para Women Radio, a blog talk, and we are talking to Robin Marvel, and we love your name, Robin.
Thank you.
It sounds like you're a superhero.
Yeah.
Like a para woman.
Yes, definitely.
I'd like to steal that name, Amy Marvel. I love that. Beverly Marvel. Although Beverly has Van Pelt, so mm-hmm. she's got a good name as it is. I love the chapter on the attitude of gratitude. I don't think that we teach our kids that enough. What made you decide to put that in the book?
I am a firm believer in living a life of gratitude. I think that no matter how bad things are, you can find things to be thankful for. And I also think that it is nearly impossible to be angry and grateful at the same time. So if you teach your children it's okay to be angry, but I'm just saying, you know, to bring yourself out of that. So they had a rotten day at school. So why come home and spread that negativity throughout the entire house, the entire night? Find them some, help them find something to focus on that they're thankful for. And that attitude is gonna disappear. Because how can you feel that wonderful, beautiful feeling of gratitude and thankfulness and be angry at the same time? And I also agree with you that people don't teach their children that enough, because there's so much negativity out there, like in the media, in the schools, and, you know, just in homes in general. And you just want your kids to be able to, at least I want my kids to be able to look at that and say, but that doesn't affect me. That doesn't affect me because I have all these things to be grateful for. Even if it's just my bowl of cereal in the morning, it's something to be grateful for and build on and create the rest of your day in reality in a state of gratitude.
I think that's 100% true. You know, instead of just saying to the kids, well, you should be grateful, you're giving them reasons, you're giving them the tools to find the gratitude and to truly feel what it feels like. Instead of just saying, I'm grateful for this, for this, for this, for this, you're actually feeling the feeling and putting it into action.
Right, it's true. And it's so important to let your children expand and be who they want to be, because so many times, I see it all the time, my daughter went to public school until last year, and my oldest daughter, and I've seen it so much there, the parents just pressuring their children to be these people that they wanted them to be, and don't step out of the box, because then you're not going to fit in. And that was a lot with the book, is it's not, to me, kids need to be taught, it's not important to fit in, it's important to be true to who you are within yourself, and put that out there. And if someone doesn't like it, oh, well, because you're true to who you are. And I just think that's really important in life, to make sure your kids know that and everybody knows that.
That kind of goes along the lines, I've been reading a new book, Abraham Hicks, Ask and It Is Given, and it talks about from the start, we are taught to go, 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 to compete, to race, to be the best, to win, win, win. And instead, the book is, and what your book is teaching kids from the start is a new concept, is just setting your boat in the water and going with the flow and not being someone who you're not, just allowing your personality to flow and ebb and to become a person and not have to be a person just because the other person is like that. You have to be like that.
Right. I've read that book as well, and I really, really enjoyed it. I ended up buying like their whole selection of Abraham books because I really got so much out of that book. And I think that we're programmed, basically, from the time we're little kids, you know, to do this, to be this way. And, you know, then you get to be an adult, and you're so lost, but you're in such a mode. I mean, that's why there's so many adults that are living in that same way of trying to be the best, and you can only be number one, and, you know, and then they hand it down to their kids. And so I think with my book, it gives kids a chance to say, oh, it's okay. It's okay if I'm different. It's okay if I, you know, if I do chakra sizes, and it's okay if I search out the pendulum and do pendulum. That doesn't make me this, you know, bad person because I'm different. It's okay to be different, and I really wanted to get that point across.
We like being different here.
Oh, yes. I'm big on being different.
Yeah. Beverly, when you were younger, were you interested in this type of stuff, and were you told that this wasn't the right thing to do, or were you allowed to just become who you wanted to be?
When I was young, Jack LaLanne was very big on TV, and he did, you know, I don't know.
Juicer guy? He was the juicer guy, right? Jack LaLanne, he's the juicer guy, right?
Yeah, the juicer guy. He was. He had a show about doing yoga and things at home, and it was a very popular show, and I remember watching my mother used to watch it. I used to sneak out. I was very, very young, and I would sneak out to watch her doing yoga while she's watching TV and he's doing yoga. And so I did have just that glimmer of there's something out there that's different that you could do that's healthy, that invigorates your spirit, you know, things like that. But meditation was not an element that I saw or that I was aware of. Occult things like that. Of course, you know, anything fringe I was kind of into myself, and I would go to the library, but I never really knew anything about meditation probably until I went to college. I think that would probably be the earliest I can remember. I did some little self, like calming myself down type exercises, but I never really saw anything organized about meditation until I graduated from high school and went into college.
I started meditating in a group meditation setting pretty young. I started taking a psychic awareness class at 15, 16, and then I started meditating that same year, 16 years old. So I was pretty lucky. But I agree with Robin. I see so many adults come into my office who have this tape running in their mind that they haven't been the best that they could be, and so whatever the best is, they're not it. And so it's just a negative tape that they play over and over and over in their minds. And I'm just so grateful that that tape, didn't start playing. I was able to stop the tape from playing too negatively. I was able to create my own tape.
Right. I was lucky, too, because I grew up, my aunts and my mom are very spiritually open, and they're, I can remember in third grade was when all of my perspective changed, and I walked in on my aunt watching a movie, and it was on Nostradamus then, but it just sparked something in me, and then I just started studying, and I am a constant learner. I'm reading constantly. That's why I do book reviews on my website, because I just love to learn more and read more and get everybody's different views, and that was really where it started. But in my town, our population is like 374, and it is very conventional, very conventional religion. I mean, you do not step out the box. I've actually had people go to my mother's house and say they fear for the safety of my children because, it's because I'm not an Orthodox Christian, and because, I believe the way I do, and so it's really ridiculous around here.
In America?
Oh, yes. This is in Michigan, yeah.
Where are you in Michigan? I thought you were in Michigan. I'm in Michigan.
Oh, yeah, I'm up in Hersey, I don't know if you're familiar with Big Rapids, where Fair State University is.
Oh, yeah. Big Rapids is where, when I was young, I went horseback riding and I broke my arm. That is where I learned my fear of horses.
I'm further north.
Horseback riding experience.
Yes, that was where it all happened.
Oh, so now, see, there are no accidents, Amy.
I know, everything's come full circle today.
Oh, that's crazy. So is it like that in Michigan, you guys, or is it?
Yeah, there's like little belts in Michigan that are pretty harsh.
Right.
Really?
They don't, that was a lot of the thing with, like, I watch my daughter's friends come over, and it's just really different because to me, I think, believe how you want to believe. I am not judging you. I do not care what you're doing in your life. Just you don't have to be negative towards someone because they believe differently. It doesn't mean that you're right and they're wrong or you're wrong and they're right. It just means you guys are different. So just leave it alone. Who cares?
Yeah.
Go about
when
your
life. When you say that to the people, I've said that to the people that are, worried about my soul, and they break out into a sweat and, oh, we've got to pray for you. There's something wrong. They could not be okay with you being okay with their religion and just asking to be okay with your spirituality. But
right, you can't. And I have people, send me cards with some verses of the Bible.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's just like, I'm just like, well, I am who I am, and I'm not going to back down and be who you are. So, namaste. Leave it at that.
You just have to take that kind of stance on that.
It's so interesting how different parts of the country are like that.
Yeah. Well, when I first moved to the town that I am in, I had a moon necklace that I had gotten from the Renaissance Festival, and I was substitute teaching. And one of the kids said to me with my moon necklace, "You're not a witch, are you?" And I'm like, why would you say that? I asked him, I said, "I'm curious, why do you ask me that?" And he said, "Because you have that moon on your necklace." And I was like, whoa.
How weird.
Yeah.
It's
but kids
too bad
will say interesting things, won't they?
Yes, people are scared of what they don't know.
Well,
it
goes to the family. The children repeat what they hear at home. And, maybe that's why a book like this is very important, is to start teaching the children at home. And then the parents can learn from the kids, too.
Right, I agree. Yeah.
And that's not to say the kids are always smarter than their parents, because I don't believe that at all. But there is a way to bridge that gap. And I think this is a very nice way to do it, actually, and actually a very healthy way.
I agree. It's a very non-threatening book. The pictures are nice. In the book, she has, after each chapter, she has a little box where the kids can write in their dreams. right in the exercise, like chapter 10 is dream, 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 and she talks about the dreams, and then after it, the kids can draw pictures from their dreams, right?
Right, yep, and to do a dream journal, because that's always important to expand on that, and that's what I think will happen with this book. I'm hoping that kids will get it and they really work through it, and I've even had adults, actually. I had a professor at Ferris State call me, and she had came across the book and just said it was such a help to her because she was just going through some turmoil, and it was really helping her deal with herself and find her own path of self-awareness. And I think, you know, self-love is very important in finding your own path, so hopefully it will get out there to people who need it.
When people read your book, do they have their children send you artwork from it or send you feedback put in?
I encourage that. There's actually, I have my own site, which is AuraSenseGuide.com, which I encourage people to submit articles, and there's a KidSense page on there where my oldest daughter, Emily, writes articles. She actually wrote one of the pages of the book called I Love Affirmations, too, that's in the book, but
aww.
She writes things. I think there's an article on there in Past Lives right now that she had written, and then there's also a community site called AwakeningGirls.com, which people can go to, and it's kind of a blogging site, and they can go there and they can submit their pictures or any kind of thought. I love the feedback. I love to hear back and have people say, you know, what they get from the book and expand on it. And I definitely would encourage anybody to send me anything that they have.
What is your webpage again?
It's www.AuraSenseGuide.com.
Oh, that's right.
Do you want me to spell it? It's a long one.
AuraSenseGuide.
Yep. .com.
Right. .com. Okay. Let's see if I spelled that right.
And
I do.
Robin, if you had to pick your favorite thing from the book, what would it be?
That is hard because I love everything. I think it all has so much purpose and so much good about it. But I really like the attitude of gratitude because I really think that that's important. And I also like the chakra sizes because they really give the kids something to work with and grow and expand through that. But I like it
you
a lot.
Really do cover quite a bit in the book. There's energies are a chapter on grounding yourself. She has a chapter on angels, a chapter on pendulums, on affirmations, crystals. There's the say hello to yourself so that they can kind of find out who they are and create affirmations. You cover it all, really.
Right. That's what I wanted because then I figured if something could in this book sparks somebody, then they're going to follow it. They're going to expand their own path. And I just wanted people to be aware of all the different avenues. I know I don't cover everything, but there's so much out there that even the little bit that I covered in this book can encourage people to feel comfortable within their own skin and feel comfortable going out and doing their own things.
Well, I think it's more important for you to cover something well than to try to just cover everything.
Right.
You know,
right, yeah.
Really, because if you cover it well, like you said, you're going to get that feedback. You're going to help change people, you know, and help them. And I think that's more empowering, actually, in the end.
Right, I agree.
I agree, too. And so tell us a little bit about your workshops that you do. Are they in your area, or do you go across the state?
Actually, I'm doing them nationwide. They're
ooh.
Called Chakra Size Your Spirit for Kids and Their Grown-Ups, and it's really getting a good response because when you go, I'm doing them at a lot of expos, actually March 15th, I'm going to be in Wisconsin, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, and I'm doing it at a spa over there for the first time, so I'm really excited about that. But I usually do them at expos, and what I do is I go in and I give my workshop, which is teaching the chakra sizes, and I give an overview of the chakras, and I do some coloring pages for the kids to take home, and I just really, because when you go to those events, you don't see any events for kids. You see workshops for all of the adults, which I think is very important. But I also think that there's a lot of kids out there that are seeking and trying to find their own individuality, and there's not a lot of outlets for it. So I think it's really important that at these expos, kids can come in and have their own time to where they can be like, oh, all right, I feel great after doing these, so I'm going to keep doing them. And my daughters are very involved in that because we do our chakra sizes every day and they really get them, get them going for the day and feeling good and just a real positive start of our day.
That's beautiful. That's just a really beautiful visual, you know, to really start your day off clean, ready, jazzed up, you know, have some energy.
Right, and then they don't have to worry about those, you know, those little things that happen during the day for people to dwell on that, you know, they're just so full of the positive that they can just shine right through it.
How long have you been doing this with your children?
What was that?
How long have you been doing this with your children?
I have always, my oldest daughter's 12, and my youngest daughter's 2, and they all do them. And I think that we've been doing it years. It's been a long time. It's been a long time before.
So you've seen how they have developed as people through this, too, then.
That's what's amazing, is you see your children become, you know, more complete within themselves. You see them gain this beautiful aura and this beautiful feeling, and just, it's so amazing to see your kids grow and expand like that. It's really something you can't put into words when you see it happen with your own children or any children.
Yeah.
I don't care who it is, just any children that, you know, and the fact that I watch my daughters have such good confidence, and I was that low self-esteem girl in school. I didn't have the confidence like my daughters do, and I think that was a big driving factor for me, too, is because I said my children will not go through their lives questioning who they are. I mean, I want them to be strong and firm in who they are, and they are, and that's really makes me really proud. So,
do they ever do anything that just makes you feel so wonderful and shocked and surprised?
They do all the time, every day. They're very big givers, and they are. And like my oldest daughter, she is, you know, like she'll help out with the little kids, and it's just so neat because you'll say to my youngest daughter, "Who's your best friend?" And she'll say, "Emmy is," and it's just so sweet because they have that bond, and it's a really amazing thing, and that's why, you know, girls need this. Girls need to know. Like I mentioned before, my daughter's friends, one of them actually called me and said, "I've seen a little bit of your book. I want to buy it because you know, she seems a little lost to me." And so it's nice to know this book is there to maybe instill a little bit of self-security.
I agree.
Definitely.
Yeah. That's beautiful. So, again, if somebody wanted to buy your book, how would they do that?
They can go to Amazon.com. It's available on there. It's available on BarnesandNoble.com and in local metaphysical stores. I guess they have to check with their local areas for that.
And
or
if they wanted to
my website.
And your website, can you give that to us again?
www.aurasenseguide.com.
It's a neat little website, actually. I like the creating inner light when it feels dark section. I think that's very, very lovely section, actually.
Thank you. I liked that, too.
I actually like the color of the website. It's like a peach salmon color. It's like one of my favorite colors. I love that color.
How funny, because to me it looks like bright orange. Like a
that, like, it's a real pale orange for me.
Oh, we have different ways of looking at the universe, Amy.
Thank you so much, Robin, for joining us and sharing your book with us. It's just lovely.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it, and I wish the best to you.
Oh,
thank you, Robin.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Thanks.
Bye, Robin. Okay, that was Robin Marvel, author of Awakening Conscious. A Girl's Guide.
That was so nice. I can't wait to see the Boy's Guide come out, too.
Yeah. I love how she decided to make it into a boy and a girl guide, because I was thinking, like, what about boys?
Yeah.
And then she sent her bio, and it said, coming soon.
Well, and I think it'll be interesting to see, like she said, she's going to pick elements that boys could really kind of wrap their brains around, like totems and dream catchers and things like that, which I think boys really do respond to that.
I think so, too. Well, I mean, in the Boy Scouts and the Cub Scouts, that's the, you know, that they do a lot of totem and
right.
Native American stuff. So,
right.
Yeah.
That'll be awesome.
It will be awesome. Well, I want to thank everyone for tuning in to Parawoman Radio, Beverly. It's been a pleasure.
As always. It's always a pleasure being with you, Amy.
Yes, you too, Beverly.
Oh, thank you.
So we'll chat again next week, same time, same place.
Same bat channel.
Bye. Bye, Beverly. Bye. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody. Have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Para Women Radio. So for Amy Williamson, Christy Robinette, Shannon Overland, and Beverly Van Pelt, join us next week as we talk to more extraordinary women in the paranormal.